Thank you, Penny. Good morning. Plenty goals scored last night in the Johnston's Paint Trophy as Leyton Orient, Brentford and Dagenham all won their first round games. Sean Batt scoring a hat-trick as Orient won 3-1 at Gillingham as the O's early season form continues. Brentford winning a London derby with AFC Wimbledon 5-3 at Griffin Park. AFC boss Neil Ardley unhappy with a couple of decisions early in the second half with his side just 1-0 down. But Brentford assistant manager Alan Kernahan says netting 5 goals for them will give them valuable confidence.
You know, I think we had a lot of good play, especially in the second half, scored and created some good chances, and we're quite clinical. I thought we didn't need too many chances to score the goals, which has been a bit of a concern of mine, that sometimes we needed too many chances to score, but we overcame that, and positives getting the strikers on the score sheet, so very good.
In the other game involving our size, London, Dagenham and Redbridge beat Colchester 4-1. Daggers had trailed at the break. Coach Darren Curry praising his side's attitude and sticking to the plan second half.
They're a good passing team, Colchester. We've watched them and we're fully aware of how they try to do things. And they've done it very well in the first half. And, you know, we, or certainly the gaffer, reiterated a few things at half-time, and it was a fantastic response in the second half.
Greg Dyke is expected to outline his vision for the England team today when he addresses, makes his first address as the Football Association chairman. It's believed he'll call for those involved in the game to work for the good of the national side. And having failed to sign a striker in the transfer window, West Ham are set to give former striker Carlton Cole a short-term deal. He had been released by the club just 3 months ago, but had a medical with them yesterday. In cricket, Middlesex batsman David Milan is looking for his side to get 320 in their first innings against Surrey. On a balanced first day of their county championship match at the Oval, Middlesex will resume on day two today, 280 for seven. Milan happy with his contribution of 61.
To be fair, I've been hitting them nicely all year, just haven't been able to get a score one way or the other. So it was nice to finally get a start. Obviously a bit disappointed I didn't continue to get 300 to get up to the 100 mark. I would have loved the 300 to get up to the 100 mark, but look, that's the way it goes. Hopefully when I get a second chance, get in, get stuck in, see where we end up.
Well, England won their one-day international against Ireland near Dublin by 6 wickets. Irish-born England captain Owen Morgan and Ravi Bapara scoring centuries, combining as well for a world record 5th wicket stand of 226. Andy Murray is through to his 17th Grand Slam quarter-final. He beat Dennis Istomin in 4 sets at the US Open.
The conditions were tricky tonight. It was very, very windy out there. Both of us struggled a bit with our timing early on, but and once I got going, beginning of the second set, and got ahead, started to play a little bit better, but yeah, it was a tough night.
World number one Novak Djokovic is also through, while in the women's draw, reigning champion Serena Williams beat Carla Suarez-Navarro.